Naked Orchestra. Well, that was when I started that. It was like I was hearing Naked on the Floor, but with more colors, and I wanted to deal with more orchestration things, and I also wanted to build things around these characters. It was really quite polarized out here in those years, and so I was like trying to have a lot of different kinds of musicians play with each other at the same time. It was sort of both a musical project, and it was also a social project, which is to quell paranoia and dissimilarity between people and different kinds of players that are out there. So the really thing to do is put them there and have them be playing some music that's other than what they are, you know. So then you do that, and then this is it, then it's a common experience amongst everybody, or not, or they have different reactions to it. Really, it's to show a cohesiveness in absolutely disparate behaviors and sensibilities.
Professor of music and flautist and piccoloist from the Naked Orchestra, Dr. Janice Saslaw sees many things going on in the music of the Naked Orchestra.
A lot of the tunes are very danceable, so he uses a lot of rhythmic stuff that's just fun to listen to and to dance to sometimes. He likes to leave a lot of flexible room for improvisers to just do whatever they feel like doing. The tunes are really superior. They're just so much more interesting, and I can listen to that band over and over and over again. It's wonderful each time. And plus, the musicians have been handpicked by Jonathan to be people who can just respond to each other and listen to each other and work off each other and lift the whole thing higher. You don't know how each tune is going to go at any one performance.
Dr. Jimbo Walsh is also a professor of music, and he is the conductor and sometimes arranger of the Naked Orchestra.
The materials that he works with and the way that he works with them are always highly creatively skewed in provocative ways. At the same time, trying to find the right word. It's chewy. There's a lot to chew on. It's a chewy music. It's generally the meat portion of a meal. There's not much froth. Yeah, it's an interesting experience trying to conduct a large group of New Orleans musicians who are used to pretty freewheeling situations and trying to get them to do things that are intensely disciplined and coordinated without taking away from them the freedom of spirit and stuff that, you know, is what gives this music its feeling. So,
if you judge a bandleader by the results, he's marvelous.
Jeff Albert.
I have never done a gig with Jonathan that didn't have some moment of just transcendent music happening. Every gig I've ever done with Jonathan, there's been some point in the gig where this is why we spend our lives doing this.
Mark Bingham has engineered the Naked Orchestra's recordings and has over 35 years in the music business.
The amazing thing is that you can get that many people to come in there and play, and there's no economic base, so it kind of reminds you of when you're in college and all you do is practice and you could call, oh yeah, let's play, and then you get grown up and it's like, it's not let's play, it's like, well, how much is the gig paying? What are we playing? And then it becomes sort of sour and professional. The Naked Orchestra is kind of like professionals being amateurs, you know, in a sense, in the good sense.
Yeah, it's definitely is Naked Orchestra.
Drummer Kevin O'Day has experienced Frelick's work both from the audience and from the drumrizer.
That's, to me, that's his most full realization of the music that's really there inside of him, you know. It's amazing to see. It's been amazing to see him put that together.
He's a provocateur. He's always looking to rock the boat.
So So it's avant jazz. So my joke now, by the way, actually here it's the bottom line. How would I promote myself now? I say I'm savant garde. We're here to guard the savants. We're trying to guard the savants. Yeah, the idiot savant garde. Sure, we're here. We champion the savants, man.